this whole project is a passion project. And it wasn't like a big money play or a big play to sell records or present myself as this artist DJ, you know, like a DJ artist. It really was a project that I've been wanting to do for a long time. And I just finally got around to being able to do it. And the end result for me, at the very least, I just want to be able to just, you know, just reach some extra people out there, brand myself to people, and just really put a stamp on something. And the title of the project is Another Time, basically letting people know that, you know, that this, my musical taste, my musical morals, the era that birthed my passion for hip hop is another time. And, you know, I'm from another generation. And I'm paying homage to that generation. But I'm not just paying homage to my generation. We were taught in you know, I came up in like the early 90s, mid 90s, and that's the hip hop era that they call the golden era. That's the hip hop era that I came up in. And we were taught that you always pay respect to the pioneers. And these are the people that laid down the foundation for us to do what we do now. And that's what I was doing by having Umar from The Last Poets, you know, approaching him and having him do something, because a lot of people, you know, say that these are the forefathers of hip hop. So I thought that would be really amazing. And just left field, you know, this Cuban guy from Miami, you know, having someone like Umar on his project. And Umar, you know, I spoke to him, basically, just so you know, it's spoken word what he's doing there. And I told him about the project, you know, we talked about myself. And he just went and did his thing, and he presented it to me, and it was just perfect for the project. And he's actually on the project three times. I didn't put his name on. Well, his name is in the additional credits part of the track, but on the song Power with Sarok, Master Ace, and Thurston Howell, he does a spoken word hook for that record.